The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, a program which strives to bring about awareness and awakening, the practice of living in the present, to feel joy, to feel reconnected to loved ones and your future. Now, here's your host, psychic Little T and Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to tonight's show. Thank you for joining us here on Para-X Radio. We are happy to be here. We have an amazing show for you. Our guest for tonight is an amazing psychic. Timothy Wallace is joining us to our show tonight. And as always, we are always giving readings here on the show and making breakthroughs. And tonight, you get to have three psychics here. We have myself, we have Timothy Wallace, and my amazing co-host, Psychic Little T. And the number to call in for tonight's show and to get your reading is 267-436-4876. That's 267-436-4876. And I'm really happy to be here. I know I missed a great show last week, Amazing Little T. How you doing, Amazing Little T?
I am good. Like I said earlier, I'm a little tired. Work's been kicking my butt, but I just want to kind of shoot the bye over to Shock right now so we can get our guest on and talk about the good, juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Shock.
All right, our guest tonight is Timothy Wallace, psychic medium and medical intuitive. Timmy found the keys to his mediumship in the crushing crowds of the New York City subway system, where he withdrew into the quiet solitude of his inner self to avoid the sardine-like experience of a New York rush hour. Now, throughout his 25-year career as a physician's assistant, Timothy saw that many of his patients were coming to him to heal emotional and spiritual wounds, not for traditional medicine. While attending a medical conference in 2008, he was spiritually guided into a bookstore and prompted to buy a book that unlocked his truth and changed his life forever. Since then, Timothy has studied under tested, trusted, and internationally respected mediums Joseph Scheel, Reverend Janet Nohavec, Tony Stockwell, John Holland, and Connie Bell Dixon. Timothy is also a certified Reiki master and has recently completed a certificate program in hypnosis at the NLP Center of New York. Located in South Jersey, Timothy now uses his gifts of mediumship, medical intuition, and physical healing to bring light, hope, and health to his clients. Please welcome Timothy Wallace.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. How are you? Nice to be here.
Thank you for coming on the show, Timothy.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's very exciting. So everyone, Timothy is also on Facebook and on Instagram, and you could check out his page and so you can connect to him. And I want to say your Instagram is Timothy Wallace as well as your Facebook, correct?
Let's see. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I believe I'm Timothy Wallace, psychic medium and healer on Facebook, and I'm Tim Wallace Medium on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So I connected with you on Instagram already, so you guys can find him there, and he has some really good content on there that you guys will like, so you can connect to him.
Yes, when I do my postings for Instagram and Facebook, I try to represent my authentic self. So whatever's resonating with me for that day, it's what I put up.
Very good. I love it.
Thank you.
So, Timothy, So you definitely have a lot. You have a lot to bring to the table tonight, medical, spiritual, as well as hypnosis. Lots of spirit insights. So tell us a little bit about what happened, about the subway, about the book.
I lived in Brooklyn for 18 years, and I would have to take the subway to work every day. I grew up in upstate New York in the Hudson Valley, so. Initially, getting on the subway and riding in a sardine can was difficult. so I found myself I didn't realize that what I was doing, I was actually meditating. But to get away from that sardine-like experience, I would draw into my inner self while I was on the subway, and I would hear music that I had never heard before. Sometimes it would be a piano, sometimes it would just be drums, you know, sometimes it would be a guitar, or sometimes an entire orchestra. But I would hear music that I never heard before. So at the time, I had no idea that I had any kind of psychic or medium ability. So I just thought, well, yeah, maybe in a past life, I was a musician, but I never really thought much about it. Mm-hmm. Then fast forward to 2008, I'm at a medical conference in Boston. And throughout my entire life, I now realize it's my guardian angel or a spirit guide. But at the time, I just knew it was the voice in my head that I would hear every once in a while. So I'm checking into the hotel in Boston, and the voice inside my head says, go to the bookstore. So I thought, you know, what else do I have to do? I'm here at the conference. I may as well get a book to keep me interested. You know, the conference is probably going to be a bit boring anyway. So I go down to the bookstore, and I'm drawn immediately to a book that's called Do Dead People Watch You Shower? It's written by a psychic medium from New Jersey. Her name is Concetta Bertoldi, and it's written in a question and answer format in sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of fashion. So I thought, well, this is a great book. I've always been interested in dead people anyway, so what the heck? So I bought the book, and as I'm reading the book, there's a question about do the dead listen to music? So in the passage where Concette is writing about, you know, in fact, yes, the dead do listen to music. And she says, the other side is the source of music. They channel it to us, to those on this side who we think of as composers. They are really just receiving a channel. And that was my aha moment, because if what was going on in the subway with me was real, and if what she is saying is real, then I'm channeling that music. And what is mediumship? Mediumship mm-hmm. is channeling. So it didn't take a big leap of faith for me to realize that there's something going on here and I need to further investigate it. So,
Tim, I'm just going to pause you for a second. So just for all our listeners to be hearing, because I know this is, your story is going to be very, will definitely impact some of the listeners, because there is, since the solar eclipse, there's a huge outbreak of psychic abilities as we went inside the age of Aquarius. So if you guys are listening now and you're having these sensations, here's Timothy Wallace telling you this was his aha moment. So everyone, all listeners listening, and please call in with your questions, because this is amazing breakthrough for all of you that are listening that has psychic abilities and not really for sure if they're real or not. Would you agree with that, Timothy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and at that point, you know, I was able to, you know, look back, you know, at my life, at certain things, you know, at certain points in my life when that voice in my head told me things, and it didn't take long for me to realize that, you know, I was being guided.
Tim, I have a question.
Yes.
Throughout this, and you seem to be a little bit older than most of us that realize, hey, we see dead people. Was your family supportive?
Yes, I kind of had to ease them into it, but yes, my family was supportive. I had to, suddenly I became interested in meditation. So I'd talk about, you know, going to meditation. And then suddenly I was interested in Reiki. So now I'm taking, because it's important as a physician assistant to know other healing modalities. And I talked about Reiki, and, you know, it just got to the point where, you know, in the end, I had to talk. That's one thing about mediumship that's important now that I think about it. Mediumship is one of the very few things, if not the only thing in life, that doesn't allow you to run away from yourself. Mm-hmm. So in that's the end, true. Everybody had to know. And everybody does know, and they're all very loving and supportive.
That's great.
Took some time for me to get the guts to say, you know, by the way.
Absolutely.
But everybody's been just great about it.
So before your profession became in mediumship, you was in the medical field or still yes. or still presently in the medical field?
I left the medical field a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And how long was you in that?
I was a physician assistant for 25 years.
Okay, so that's very by the book, very logic. If I see it, touch it, smell it, there it is. So yes. that's definitely a huge, that's black and white. That's about as black.
Absolutely, yes. I was living in two different worlds for a while, mm-hmm. and it got to be, I had to make a decision. And the medical profession had changed so much over the last 25 years that it wasn't what it was when I had gotten mm-hmm. started. So I decided to leave.
I have to say you're very brave, Timothy, because that leap is definitely a huge leap from going from medical to mediumship. Although I have to say, if anyone here in the show doesn't know already, that's kind of like my favorite part of it is when science and mystic bumps each other inside the heads and you really can't deny it. Because there's a lot of that with medical too. So I'm sure your mediumship has helped you with your medical profession as well.
Yes, yes, it did. In many instances early on, I didn't realize that was the case. But most definitely towards the end, when I knew I was a medium, I knew where this information was coming from, I would arrive at certain diagnoses without much effort, leaving mm-hmm. People scratching their heads.
I mean, what do you do? Like, see a client and be like, I think you should go to the doctors because you might have a heart attack. Like, how do you break that, or you just don't tell the person?
Oh, what I do now when I'm doing a reading, I ask my client if they would like to have a medical scan. And what I do is I just go through their body systems in my mind as if I was doing a physical as a physician assistant. So what happens is, let's say I'm going through their head. So in general, the order that we would generally examine, the order that we examine the organs of the head would be, you know, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So as I'm saying that to myself, if my client has something going on in that area, I may feel a little twinge in that area as I go through it. Mm-hmm. And then we can discuss that a little bit further and see what's going on. But I do that throughout the entire body system or all the body systems.
You know, it's funny that you say that because last week our guest, I kept feeling sinus pressure and I'm describing everything. And she's like, yeah, I've been having problems with my sinuses. I'm like, wow, this is new.
Hmm. Interesting. So are you still feeling that now?
No.
Okay. Because I'm feeling that now and I was wondering if that was you.
Well, it could be, it's the start of allergy season for me. Ragweed is my enemy. And yeah, so between now and October, my sinuses are off the charts. So it could be me.
Okay.
Hopefully not, but you know, I'm not feeling any sinus pressure as of right now, but who's to say tomorrow it doesn't go, hey, I'm here, hello.
Yes. And ragweed is not my friend either, so I'm waiting for that shoe to drop shortly.
Yes.
Well, you do a medical scan. Tammy just holds up her kitty cat and later sends them a bill for a cat scan.
That was a good one.
So, Tim, I'm kind of off the charts right now, but when we first talked, you said that you listened to our Tim Conway recording.
Yes.
What was your favorite Tim Conway moment?
I
know there's so many.
I don't remember the name of his character that he was playing, but he was the boss, and then I think Carol Burnett was Miss Huygens.
Oh, the secretary lady.
Yes. That was what. That was one of my favorite skits on the Carol Burnett show.
When she says, there's lots of fish in the sea, and she said, not for me. And he said, well, how do you consider the large amount of bass?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a comical individual. Hey, give me a second here. I want to give out the phone number. Might have somebody wants to call in. 267-436-4876. That's 267-436-4876. Just do me a favor. When I pick up the line, just be very, very quiet until I bring you into the call formally. Thanks. If I don't say that, you'll get people that are going, hello? Hello?
We pretty much have that covered.
Well, that's what I try to do. All right, so we got our first caller on the phone. Who is this?
Junebug.
Hey, Junebug. Boy, you haven't called in, what, a week?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good. Thank you for calling in, Junebug.
Junebug, you missed us last week. Jen wasn't here, and neither were you.
I know, and I'm...
We lost you there, Junebug. Say it again.
I have it. I got it. So I've done a good thing, but now I haven't talked to Jennifer about it yet. I was going to tomorrow, but I know that Timothy, is that your name?
Yes, yes it is. Hi, Junebug. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Oh, so you said Channel 2, so are you from the New York City area?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you should know from that accent, Timothy. We like to say y'all and yonder.
Yeah, y'all, I'm from I'm from the South Bronx.
I loved the Tim Conway and the Mrs. Wiggins. Mm-hmm. I heard you talk about a minute ago, but... yeah, I was just curious. I don't want to stay on the phone and keep other people from calling in, but I just wanted to see if there was anything you're picking up on just by talking to me. I don't know how your process works.
Oh, well, what I do is I always ask my clients first if they mind if I do a medical scan before I get started. To do one. So if you would like one, I'd be more than happy to give that a shot.
I would love to.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. Give me a minute. I'm going to be quiet for a while I go through some body systems. And I know, Shock, that's not a good thing on the radio to have dead air. So just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it all right if I play the Jeopardy theme song?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I'm kidding.
Everybody be quiet.
This has been a test.
Your body is now being scanned. Please wait for the results.
Don't make him laugh.
Meow. Oh, it's a CAT scan.
Okay, so I just ran through the your head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and what seems to come up is everything for the most part seems fine, but when I get to your thyroid area, I feel a little bit of some swelling. I'm not sure if you have any discomfort in that area, but I kind of felt a little bit of a twinge. So, do you have any thyroid concerns that you're aware of?
Well, I just had all that medical stuff done, and the results on my thyroid came back good. I do take medication for it because I have a goiter.
Ah, that's what I was feeling. Okay, very good. All right.
Let's see. We get to move on down, right?
I'm just going to go down now. I'm in the chest area and in your lungs, and I feel on both sides, I feel a little bit of some tightness. And so for me, that could mean a couple of things. Either do you have allergies or asthma, or have you been a smoker?
I use a vape. I don't smoke anymore.
Okay. But you have in the past?
Yes, I used to, yes.
Okay. So let's take a... Let's see. How long ago did you stop smoking? I'm getting about 15 years.
3 years ago. How long ago? Yes, about 15, 20 years. I sure did.
Okay, very good. So let's see. So we're moving through your lungs. Other than what I feel, the fact that you used to smoke, I don't feel anything anything more worrisome in your lungs than just that. And it takes time for your lungs to heal. And in fact, for the most part, when somebody's, this is my physician assistant talking, for the most part, when somebody stops smoking, by the time 7 years has passed, most of the damage has been reversed, which is good. But I do feel there's some residual, residual smoking related stuff there, but nothing that you would be particularly aware of. I just feel it.
Okay.
So let's see. So we'll go down through your esophagus down into your stomach here. And I'm feeling a little bit of, you get gastritis or a little bit of heartburn after you eat or some burping?
The gastritis, possibly, yes. The burping.
Okay, because I do feel a little bit of a discomfort in the stomach area. Let me take a little bit of a closer look and see if there's anything further going on there. Okay. Do you take medicine for gastritis or heartburn?
No.
Okay. So it's not a big enough of an issue for you that it's something that you're taking medicine for.
No. I was diagnosed with IBS a long time ago, but there's recently been some more issues.
Okay. So, I'm sorry.
I have not done a colonoscopy. I just did a colon guard because they really want to do a colonoscopy, but I'm scared to have a colonoscopy.
Okay. From what I know of the colon guard, it's actually fairly accurate. Actually really accurate. So I not that it's any of my business, but did that all come back okay?
I don't know yet. I just did it yesterday.
Okay. All right. So let's see. So we're in your stomach here. Let's check out what else is going on there. Let's see. I'm going to check the gallbladder, liver, pancreas, spleen. You get any? Now, this when I say gallbladder, when I look at the area in my mind's eye of where your gallbladder is at, have you had any gallbladder issues that you're aware of?
I'd say within the last 6 months, I had an episode where I literally thought I was dying.
Okay.
And it was I'm not positive. I thought it was a kidney stone. And then it also felt like gallbladder. But I didn't go for the ultrasound.
Okay. Oh, you're every doctor's joy, let me tell you.
Exactly. And I don't want all that crap happening. Right. I want somebody to help me heal myself.
So, you know, when I feel that it wasn't your kidneys, I feel that it was your gallbladder. And things that you can look for in the future, this is the physician assistant to me talking, things that you can look for in the future that will confirm it's your gallbladder or help us to suspect that it is your gallbladder, is a similar discomfort after you eat fatty foods.
Okay.
That could recreate the pain. Not that I want you to recreate the pain, nor do I want you to stick to the doctor by any means. But
of course not.
A pain on the right side like that after eating some a meal, particularly a fatty meal, that will make your gallbladder flare up if you've got gallstones.
Okay.
All right, so let's go. We're going to go over into the pancreas here. The liver seems fine. The pancreas seems a little tired, and to me that means a couple things. There's a condition called pancreatic insufficiency, and it's sort of a precursor to diabetes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I haven't looked into it, but I've been kind of worried, concerned about it, wondering if it was my liver or. I know the difference between gallbladder, but when it comes to liver and pancreas, I'm not sure right where the areas are.
Okay,
and I know
that kind of overlap. It's a very complicated area of your body there.
I had a real severe stabbing pain in my stomach a couple of days ago, and it kind of scared me.
Okay. You know, that's interesting. Let's go back to the stomach because, you know, I did get, when I was there, we talked a little bit about gastritis, maybe some discomfort after you eat, but I kind of got off track when you said you had the Cologuard, but you may want to look into getting an endoscopy, which is, it's a test where they look down into your stomach with a little camera down.
Yes.
It's not like the colonoscopy. It's similar, but it's going down the other end.
Right. And I had one of those a long, long, long time ago. 20 something plus years ago, I had one of those.
An endoscopy?
Yeah. Okay. Back when I was in my 20s.
Okay. So it may not be a bad idea to talk to your doctor about what your symptoms are, because we want to make sure that everything's fine, that there's no nothing to be terribly concerned about. But one thing we don't want to play around with is any kind of pancreatic pain, because pancreatitis is exquisitely painful when someone has it. You wind up in the hospital.
My mom did, and that's why I was concerned. I didn't know if that might be an issue coming up with me, something that I could stop.
Correct.
You know.
Yes. So
to prevent,
your doctor can do some simple blood tests, to check for elevated pancreatic enzymes. That would be a clue.
Okay.
That would be a clue.
I found out.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Does that explain any of this that you're?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I was just wondering if it might, help you in what you're seeing.
Yes. And with the fatty liver condition, that's also a precursor to diabetes in some folks, which would also probably make sense why I'm feeling the tiredness in your pancreas, because your pancreas makes the insulin, which we need to take the blood sugar into our cells.
Makes a lot of sense. Dizziness.
So, yes.
Lightheadedness.
So let's see. Let's head on down a little bit further here. Okay, you already told me about the irritable bowel, but most of us have that to a degree.
Right.
Kidneys and bladder all seem fine. Your pelvic organs, like your uterus, your ovaries. I feel a little fullness in that area as well. I'm not sure. It's very difficult to say for certain what that means, but most of the time, did you have, as your GYN doctor ever talk to you about fibroids?
It's been a while, but I had at one point a cyst, but it wasn't attached to, it was between the like ovary and uterus or something.
On the fallopian tube.
I guess that's what they meant.
Okay. But other than that, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything untoward or anything that we would probably want to get looked into in that area. So other than that, it feels okay. So I just want to run through your. Okay. Now I'm down in your legs now, and I feel a little bit of a. Do your legs swell at all, or do you get inflammation? In what I'm feeling is like my legs are swollen a little bit, and I have some inflammation in the superficial veins. Do you get a phlebitis in your legs at all?
I do get swelling in my ankles occasionally.
Okay.
But my main issue is it's called chronic tendinosis, where my tendons tear.
Okay.
For no reason.
Okay. So let's see.
And that predominantly affects the legs and the arms.
Okay. I was going to ask, how does that affect your Achilles tendons? The tendons in the
pretty
back?
Pretty bad.
Okay. All right. So let's see. So I just want to check here. One thing when I was going through your chest cavity is I didn't go through your heart. So let me take a look here.
It's full of love.
Do you suffer from high blood pressure at all?
Yes, and I take medication. Well, I don't take medication for it anymore. I stopped.
Okay.
I'm trying to eliminate as much as possible.
Okay.
It's not natural,
Yes. The reason why I'm asking is because your heart felt to me like it was a little bit larger than we would normally expect. Now, your heart is a muscle, right?
Right.
And so when a muscle gets big or bigger than normal, we would think that's a good thing. But for your heart, that's not necessarily the case, because your heart has four chambers, and each of the chambers has a muscle wall around it. So when the muscle gets bigger, the heart gets bigger, but the muscles get bigger on the inside of the chamber as well, making the chamber smaller, therefore making the heart having to work harder.
Okay, that makes sense.
So if you have high blood pressure that's not treated, and your heart is circulating the blood around your body, working against that pressure, is going to make the muscle bigger. So I felt in your heart that there's a little bit of that going on. So I know taking medicine isn't anything that any of us want to do for the rest of our lives, but skipping your blood pressure medicine may not be such a great idea.
Bella disagrees.
What the dog said.
She disagrees. When I have a medication that I take for muscle spasms, because of the tendons, tendons that tighten up like rubber bands and then snap, and that particular medicine is controlling and making my blood pressure drop down to like 60 over 40. So that's why I quit taking the blood pressure medication, because I don't want to just pass out somewhere, you know.
It's a very difficult line to walk when you're taking many different medications. Let's see, and So you
Jennifer,
may wanna,
I'm blowing him away.
You may want to.
I'm a mess.
You may want to talk. You may want to talk to your doctor a little bit more about that. Make them aware that the tendinosis medication is making your blood pressure go down. Because we definitely want to make sure that that the heart doesn't have to work any harder than it already is.
Okay.
And that would probably explain a lot of the dizziness that you're experiencing.
And my blackout sleeping, that's been an issue.
Blackout sleeping. That's the first one for me.
That's what I call it, because if I'm not standing up, walking around, if I sit down, I fall asleep. I'll be talking to somebody on the phone and fall asleep.
Narcolepsy.
In the middle of the conversation.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
But I think it's I think it's induced.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sleep disorder. I think it's induced by the medication that I'm on.
You know, and if it's if the medication that you're taking for your tendons is a muscle relaxer, then that's probably the case.
Okay, because it scares me. It keeps me home a lot.
Yeah, and be careful driving by all means.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well,
one last
Timothy.
Now that I'm heading back into the head area here, do you have any difficulty hearing? You know, I just feel a little bit of a little bit of cotton in my ears.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. So, a lot of times, most of the time for folks when that happens, it just means you've got some wax that needs to be. Some wax that needs to be removed. So that's another thing to put on a list when you talk to your doctor.
Okay, that's usually a real easy process for me, because it's not, you know, a lot of people have different consistency in their earwax, and I
had a career where I did nothing but remove earwax from folks.
Right.
Stories I could tell.
Use those candles or whatever they're called, those ear candles some people use on your ears.
Yeah,
how do you feel about those?
I haven't heard that they're effective or safe.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't want to take up all y'all's time. You know, you don't have but about 30, 30-something minutes left, I think, for your show. So I'm going to let somebody else call in. I appreciate everything you said, and I will look into those issues, especially the ones I wasn't aware of to begin with. So
yes. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, you're very welcome. And you guys have a good night. God bless you all.
You too.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, you ready to go to commercial break?
I don't know.
Get our sponsors out.
Yeah, I know. But I was just thinking, like, for Junebug just reminds me of someone who something happens and she, you know, like, I got pain in my chest and it's radiating down my left arm and my jaw stuck. It's probably just gas, you know? She needs to pay attention to her signs more.
Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll take another caller, and or if nobody calls, maybe we'll get you to do a reading on me. Yeah, you know, I'm glad my wife's not here, because when people start talking about symptoms, you know, my wife always, you know, feels like, yes, I have that. We were watching a show the other day, and they were talking about this symptom, that symptom, watch out for this, and she goes, oh, my God, I have that. That's exactly what happened to me. And I said, honey, you cannot have testicular cancer. We'll be right back after this.
Don't touch that browser. Psychic Little T and Nashville's astrologer Jennifer Green will be right back after these important messages.
Sometimes good intentions aren't good enough, and we need a little help to make it through the workday. Some people pray. Others put their noses to the grindstone. But now, you can take a different path and resolve workplace issues in a magical way. From the author of the Ghost of Hollywood series, Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job, by leading author Marla Brooks. This easy-to-follow magical spell book will help you get past those pesky job-related hurdles. Whether you're new to the craft or a seasoned practitioner, you can make magic happen. Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job by Marla Brooks would make a great gift. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order online through schifferbooks.com, Barnes & Noble, or amazon.com. Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job by Marla Brooks. Order your copy today.
It's double the cauldron, double the fun. Pharex brings you back-to-back hours of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. First, at 8 p.m., Pharex digs into the vault to bring you an encore edition of Stirring the Cauldron. That's 10 years worth of amazing guests, interesting subjects, and all the fun from your favorite show. Then at 9 p.m., Pharex presents an all-new hour of Stirring the Cauldron as Marla explores the paranormal realm with brand new topics and all-new guests. It's double the cauldron, double the fun, as Pharex presents back-to-back hours of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. And it all begins 8 p.m. Thursday, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
And tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Stirring the Cauldron, The Archives, executive producer Mark Phillips talks about his show, My Ghost Story. And on the live show at 9 p.m., learn all about the book Tarot for Troubled Times from the authors Shaheen Miro and Teresa Reed.
Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Johnny, you've been sitting by that radio all day.
Not now, Trixie. Can't you see I'm busy?
Yeah, I see you ain't paying any attention to me.
Oh, I'm paying attention. Doc has lots and lots of oldies.
Who needs oldies? Your mother pops in all the time, and you don't get much older than that.
Hey, hey, leave my sainted mother out of this, or I'm gonna...
Well, fine, Johnny. When's it come on? When's it start? What time does it come on, huh, Johnny? Huh?
Trixie, right now I'm only trying to figure out when it's gonna end.
What, Johnny? The show?
You're whining, Trixie. You're whining.
Rock with a Shock. 24 hours a day, every day, with a live broadcast every Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Rock with a Shock Radio Network.
Welcome back to Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, with your host, Jennifer Green, and psychic Little T. And a very special guest, which just gave Timothy Wallace an interesting reading, body scan in, you know, from Jersey all the way to Tennessee. That was very interesting. Welcome back.
So, Dad, are you going to get a reading? I mean, a scan.
Got the cat ready.
Uh huh.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
All right, so I'm joking when I say this, Shock, but how much do you really want to know?
How what now?
We need to know.
Oh, I want to know whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So, if I'm going to die tomorrow morning, I want to know.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best to make sure that doesn't happen. All right. So let me see. Let me just take a deep breath here, let it out, and see what we can get. So, doing a quick head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat scan here. And what I'm feeling at the moment is I kind of feel a little bit like my the veins around the top of my head. Feel a little engorged. So for me, that's a sign of headaches or migraine headaches. Do you suffer from headaches at all?
No,
not at all.
I have an occasional headache like anybody else would, but no, I don't have migraines. Thank God.
Terrible and nothing chronic.
Yes, thank God.
No,
not that I want you to have that. Have you had one recently? I'm trying to figure out why am I feeling that.
No.
Or because it's not in the head, it's like right on the scalp area. Do you have like a scalp issue? Or
nope.
Could you be picking up my energy?
Oh, do you suffer?
I suffer from migraines.
It's entirely possible.
Oh, we got a party line going here.
Sorry,
stop horning in on my reading.
When he said the upper my head, when he mentioned the allergies. And then my head started going, hello, I'm here. So you might be picking up on my energy.
My redirect.
Sorry.
All right. So what I'll do, I see your little icon here on the screen, Chuck. So I'm just going to stare at that while I do the reading. That will probably help a little bit more. Let's see. All right. So other than that, this is a dumb question, but I feel like I have to ask it. Do you have hair, a little bit of hair growing out of your ears?
Oh yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling that.
There's like moldy sandwiches now.
So I feel that a little bit. So let's see, but the rest here, and the only other thing I feel is, are you overdue for an eye exam?
No.
Not at all?
No. As a matter of fact, I probably had an eye exam recently, and as many years as I've been around, I still don't need glasses other than for reading.
Okay. Did they have to change the prescription recently?
No, not for years. They haven't had to.
Wow, good. I don't know why I'm feeling something with the eyes. Do they feel like a little dry at the moment?
I suffer is a pretty strong word. I have to use eye drops significantly recently, but I think what you might be picking up on is something that they're called ocular myopathy.
Okay.
Now, that's a I'll be sitting there working on my computer, and all of a sudden I'll see this little tiny starburst spinning around, very tiny, in the center. And I close one eye, it's there, close the other eye, it's there. And over a 20-minute period, this spinning starburst gets larger and larger and larger until it dissipates out beyond my peripheral vision, and then it's gone. There's no pain involved. It's just that it blurs my vision for a period of 20 minutes, and it happens several times a year. And that's what they call it, ocular myopia, the mini strokes of the eye.
Or an ocular migraine? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, they might call it that too.
Yes, yes.
But there's no pain. There's no pain involved.
Yes, yes. I have ocular migraines from time to time. It's been a long time since I've had one. It's a great way. A great dramatic way to call out sick. Falling with the ocular migraine. Nobody wants you to.
Yeah, well,
everybody's writing. So yes, I was picking up on that. You also, I also feel a little post nasal drip with you as well. Is that?
Not that I'm aware of. Only when I eat.
Okay.
When I eat, I've always had to blow my nose.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So let's see. So other than that, everything else in the head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat area is checking out. I'm going down through your esophagus at the moment. The closer I get to the stomach, I do feel a little irritation, a little inflammation. Let's see. Do you have any acid reflux that you're aware of?
Yes, I have both relatives in northern Southern Ireland. So that causes acid reflux.
Okay.
Yes, I was diagnosed. Well, years ago. I've had to take Rolaids and Tums to a ridiculous amount, and finally I went to a doctor some years ago, probably in the 90s, and they did recommended a endoscopy, upper GI, mm-hmm. and they found out that I had Barrett's disease, precancer of the esophagus, and he showed me the picture. There were red sores up and down my esophagus.
Okay.
Well, that you know, would certainly explain pain and heartburn. So he put me on a medication called Prevacid. Okay. And a day and a half mm-hmm. into taking the Prevacid, I just never had to take a Rolaid or a Tum again. And it's been probably 20 years, 30 years, well, 25 years anyway, since I had the endoscopy. And my doctor keeps on saying, you really should have another one. So I went to an ear, nose, and throat specialist probably 2 weeks ago, and he did that scope going down my nostril mm-hmm. with a television camera mm-hmm. to check and see if there was anything wrong with my vocal cords, because I've noticed that my voice gets relatively weak after a long time of being on the air and doing voiceovers. It burns out a lot quicker than it did before. And he mm-hmm. said, well, there's nothing wrong with your vocal cords. They're all fine. Let me take a look further. And he went down my throat with the camera. And he said, mm-hmm. good news. No Barrett's disease. So the Prevacid continues to work.
Great.
Good.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. That's the way we like it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Since my great-grandmother died of throat cancer, I don't want to be behind her.
Ooh, I don't blame you. Let's see. So let's see. Let's head. We're still in your esophagus here. Okay, so we have that.
This is really impressive, by the way. I think this is fascinating.
Well, thank you. So let's see. So we're in your stomach here. Now, have you had any? This is I don't know why, because I've never felt this before. But how do I put it? Your stomach seems smaller than what I would expect it to be. So, have you had like bariatric surgery?
No.
No. Okay. Good. But I'm not sure why it seems. Have you been eating? What are your eating habits like? Do you eat multiple small meals throughout the day? Because that would be a reason why.
Generally, my eating habits are horrible. Okay. I generally have coffee in the morning, and I don't eat until dinner.
Okay.
And
okay.
I know that I should now. I've started to do things like drink protein drinks and everything like that, but describing my stomach as small It's like saying if you stand in front of a tidal wave, you may experience moisture. It is not small.
Okay. But the organ itself feels smaller than what I would expect. But if we go gallbladder, liver. Let's see, gallbladder, liver, spleen, pancreas. I feel like your liver has gone through it. There's nothing particularly wrong with it, but it's been made to work. Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yeah, in 1969, when I went into the Air Force, I came down with infectious hepatitis A.
Okay.
That's where Junebug was talking about the enzymes, and I was going to ask her what, or she talking about SGOTs, because that count is normal at 40. Mine, yes. By the time the brilliant doctors in the Air Force figured out what I had, because a two-striper walked by and said, well, he's either got hepatitis or jaundice, and they said, well, we never thought of that. They took a blood test and found out that my SGOT was 2,790.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
They still can't figure out how I survived, but that was that was the test of my liver.
Okay. So the good thing about hepatitis A is that you recover from it.
Except I can never donate an organ or give blood.
Yes, because of the history of the hepatitis.
Well, it's always in you.
Well, hepatitis A goes away.
Well, the symptoms goes away, but the hepatitis is always in your blood, which is why I can never donate blood.
Not so much. Not that I'm aware of. I know hepatitis B and hepatitis C will stay.
Yeah, they won't take my blood with hepatitis A either. I've tried.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's go through. So, are you due for a colonoscopy at all? Because I do feel like in the colon, doesn't feel terrible. I don't feel like there's a concern there, but you might have a little bit more inflammation than most folks. Do you have any abdominal discomforts that you're aware of?
I have a... I don't know how to put this. Let me put it this way. I have so much gas, Arabs are beginning to follow me around.
Okay.
Better out than in. That's what I always say.
They're trying to get me to do a colonoscopy, but I did one several years ago on the panic suggestion of the doctor, and they found absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I was no polyps, nothing. I was, perfect. I do not have any. It depends on what I eat. It seems like I'm developing a, I don't want to call it an allergic reaction, but less of a tolerance for what they're calling milk chocolate today.
Okay.
It goes through me like a goose.
Okay. Interesting.
On yogurt.
so that would explain the inflammation that I felt there. So let's see. Let's go. Your kidneys feel fine.
Yep.
Your bladder feels fine. Are you getting up to pee a lot at night more than you used to?
It depends on what I have to drink. Okay. If I drink a lot of water, no. If I drink one soda, I'm up every hour.
Okay. And the reason why I'm asking is that I feel like your prostate has a little bit of an enlargement to it, and that's something that is common in us guys. Once with the march of time, once we're over 35, our testosterone levels start to go down, and our prostate, in response, starts to get a little bit larger, and it pushes on our urethra, and for some reason, we feel it more at night. When we're sleeping, and it makes us get up to go pee.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely have an enlarged prostate. As a matter of fact, they diagnosed me. Here's the thing. They wanted to do a biopsy. Mm-hmm. So they did a biopsy because they were concerned with my PSA numbers.
Okay.
Because they couldn't get a reading. It was all over the place. So they said, well, we better do a biopsy. And they did a biopsy, and they found out that of the 12 samples they took, one of the samples tested 13% positive for prostate cancer.
Okay.
Which means that it's going to eventually take my life in 60 or 70 years. So I grabbed the doctor by the lapels and I said, Doc, you got to slow it down. I'll only be 140. My Gleason number was optimal. My DNA number was optimal. So I'm not really worried about prostate. It gets, you know, they have the enlargement. Yes, that I do have that, but it comes with age.
Right, right.
No, so does gray hair.
Mm-hmm. So you and your doctors are aware of the issue. And
yes.
It's just something at this point that you just want to, you know, keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, something's going to kill me long before this gets to me. At 13% of one sample, all the other samples were negative. That's pretty good.
As long as you stay on top of it, yes.
Okay.
So what's as we were talking, I was running down because we just have a few minutes left. I see what's going on with your feet. I feel you've got my feet feel a little bit tight, and my toes feel a little bit painful.
Yeah, neuropathy. Yeah, my feet swell, my ankles swell.
Okay, that explains the tightness then. And then I'm just running down quickly through your shoulders and your arms and hands, and I've got. Do you have arthritis in your shoulders and hands? Because I'm feeling a little bit tight.
Osteoarthritis? Yeah, nothing, not rheumatoid.
I'm sorry?
I don't have rheumatoid. It's osteo, so.
Osteo. Yeah. Okay. And as soon as you said that, my knees started to crackle a little bit. So you're suffering in your knees a bit, too?
Big time.
Okay. All right. All right. So other than all that stuff, you're perfectly healthy.
So I'm not going to die in the morning. Yay!
Exactly. But you know, you're well on top of your issues, and it's just one of those things that you just want to stay on top of them.
Well, thank you.
Especially the prostate stuff. Like you said, you're going to be 140 by the time it gets to you, but you always want to make sure that you're one step ahead of it.
I'm going to get run over by an ice cream truck when I'm 71.
What a way to go.
Just call me good humor. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for that reading. That's you nailed a lot of it.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you for asking.
Ladies, would you like to wrap it up? We got 2 minutes left.
Sorry, I was still in shock. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening, and hopefully we can reschedule Tim as soon as possible.
Oh, I'd love to be back. Thank you.
And we're going to have to make a point to get together. But anyway, let me do my speech and we'll talk off the show. So stay tuned right there, Tim. Don't move.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I am Psychic Little T. You can reach me at 609-320-7912 or check out my website at psychiclittleT.com. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, y'all. I am Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green. You could reach me at 615-944-9707, and you could find me on Facebook and Instagram under Nashville's Astrologer. And you could also find Timothy Wallace, that's his name. You could find him on Instagram, you could find him on Facebook, and you guys could have your own body scan. By the way, Tim, I have to say, absolutely impressive. I'm absolutely impressed by your work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Oh, can I throw out my phone number?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Oh, I can be reached at 856-300-0032.
How about a website?
Website, timothywallace.com.
All right, folks, you have that. You have the information. And thanks so much for tuning in. We will see you next week with another exciting guest right here on Journey into the Light, Chapter 2.
Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern for another exciting and unpredictable episode of Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.